of a disappointed thing to be back from a buggy tonight.
Disgusting, just really disgusted at it. You know, we lack of quality, a real lack of aggression, a real lack of style. It wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough for me. It wasn't good enough for my players. It went from bad to worse as the game went on. You know, we haven't created one chance in the game. We haven't defended well enough in the game. Every time Sligo got in on the Roman Coughlin, they looked a major threat. Every time we played forward, we didn't. So we have to look at it again and see where we are. But today's performance is just absolutely not acceptable from Derry City Football Club's point of view.
Of course, must be disappointed to see penalty giveaway. What did you make of the penalty?
It's a penalty. It's probably a penalty. I'm seeing it back. But look, the way we were defending today anyway, it was only a matter of time. We've not picked up properly from a corner and then give away a needless penalty. But on the flip side of that as well, we haven't created a chance. We haven't had anything. It was just totally unrecognisable for what we wanted to be. And you know, I have to have a look at myself and we have to reflect on it. But I can only apologise to the people that have paid for that tonight because it wasn't acceptable.
Of course, did you miss the fans? No fans here tonight. Would they have been disappointed?
Well, I think it's a blessing, to be honest, that there's no fans here tonight. I feel sorry for the people that paid for it online, but I think it was a blessing that the place wasn't full to the rafters tonight, because, you know, we would have got a bit of criticism, and rightly so. And look, the bottom line in all this now, that's dead, that's buried. We've got to make sure that we go again now on Monday. We have to go to Pats, which is notoriously a difficult venue for any club. So we got to go there and try and make sure we get something from our match.
Disappointed too tonight, not to get Adam Hamill on the pitch, or young James on the pitch.
The good pleasing thing about it is we've five players that are going to come back into the group. You know, they've self-isolated now for a number of weeks, and thankfully they hopefully will be available for Monday. So fingers crossed we can get them on the pitch and they'll certainly strengthen us.
Thank you, Darren.
Thanks, Bob.